Thank you for holding. Is this Mira?
Yeah.
Hi, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. I've been here for about 10 years. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's good morning so far, and it's Friday, so that's always good. I understand that you were speaking with one of my new representatives, Spencer, and he was having trouble answering some of your questions. He wanted me to jump on the line to go over it with you and the pricing. What questions did you have specifically about the placement on Google?
And then he said we will pop out if we do something with, you know, for the Google business.
Mm-hmm.
So my question, what's your, like, keywords when somebody, the type these keywords, when we will pop out?
Yeah, so you can actually, hand select, like, what keywords you're found for, as long as it's a service that you provide. So if somebody types in, like, marble countertops, granite countertops, quartz countertops, if they type in cabinets, right, or if they type in a specific type of cabinet, if they type in kitchen remodel or bathroom remodel, those are going to be your two main ones probably. Anytime those are punched in and they're within your service area, we make it so that your company shows up at the top of the screen as a top recommended option. It's called a Google Places placement. So you ever see those three guys like right next to the map when you do a search for something on Google?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're talking about placing you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if they're within like 50 miles of you and they punch in one of the services you provide, because most people don't know your business yet, right? People aren't just looking up, you know, your business. They're looking up the services you offer. So if they type in one of those services, it's called a keyword search. We make sure that you're up there. We give you 15 different keywords at a time. So you can actually hand select what you're found for. You have final say on everything because we want to make sure that the people calling you are qualified, right? If somebody looks up a type of countertop that you don't offer, we don't want you showing there. It's just going to waste your time and their time. So we customize the campaign by the area that you're covering and the keywords and services that you're listed for. Make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So my question, the question is, if we are gonna be on the like first page, about which place we will be, like in like you know the in first.
Yeah. So
two,
Google Places.
Three,
yeah, Google Places only has three people there, and we only call out when we have a listing available within our company. However, I can't tell you if you're gonna be one, two, three. You know, or how you're going to be listed on that first page. It's going to be based on the location of the end user. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how you're listed first, second, or third depends on where the person is that's searching. If they're closer to you, you'll show up first. So at that point, Google gives them the top options, right? You have your top option spot, but then Google gives the customer, like, the closest option after that, right? So some people you're going to be number one, for some people you're going to be number two, and for some people you're going to be number three, you know. For others, you know, I mean, if you do Google Ads, you'll be at the very top of the screen, you know. But you'll always be on that first page. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's where you want to be. 90% of the time when people use Google, they pick from that section. So, I mean, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look at some point.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay,
and you already have 5-star reviews. You've already gone through the PV process. You already have a website. So it's really just about getting you in front of the customer at the moment they're doing the search, and I think that'll complete your online marketing strategy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would be like pricing for the...
Well, for this area, I mean, it's a $10 a day pricing structure. So, I mean, I could lock it in at $299 on a month-to-month basis. You won't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. Basically, everybody that we work with in this area, we want them to come back at their own will. So, it's just 1 month at a time.
This is for $299 per month?
Yeah, it's basically about it's normally $10 to $12 a day, but I got it down to $2.99, so it's just under $10 a day.
And this is the AdWords, or it's not AdWords?
No, it's not AdWords. No. It's not AdWords. It's Google Places. So some of the guys
Google
that are
Places.
Up there. Yeah, it's Google Places. Those are the guys next to the map. So we're talking about putting you where, like, Fairfax Kitchen Bath Remodeling is and KBR Kitchen and Bath, the Fairfax. I don't know if you heard of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So the AdWords is different. The AdWords is pay-per-click. So every time somebody clicks on you, you get charged.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's a bit more expensive, too.
Just I want to understand correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So this is only for Google navigation, right?
Places.
When someone is typing.
Yeah. Are you near a computer?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you just type in kitchen remodel or bathroom and kitchen remodel.
Hold on.
Google. Yeah. No worries.
Can I do with my, the...
Yeah, it works on the phone, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's mobile.
Okay, what should I type
in? It's mobile optimized. So you type in bathroom and kitchen remodel. And you could put Fairfax VA if you want, but the Google already knows where you are.
Okay, now... You know the I got AdWords.
Right.
Just pop.
And then you'll see the map, and then there's three guys next to the map, and that's Google Places.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then everything.
USA.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
It's USA Cabinet Store, DIY Kitchen Bath, and only three, but if they ask more business.
Mm-hmm.
Should go more, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's like going to page two, though. Most people don't go to page two. So this is why you want to have first page placement. Some of these guys in the more businesses category are waiting for us to give them a call. Realistically, you know, they've already PV'd themselves. They've already done all the optimization they can do. They have their organic SEO, and now they're just waiting for a Google Places placement to open up. So that's why we're contacting you today. Is we have a Google Places placement available. We'll also do your SEO work for you. So, you know, if you scroll down underneath that part, you'll see some organic SEO listings like Fairfax Kitchen Bath or House.com, Home Advisor, Angie's List. You know, but those guys, but Home Advisor and Angie's List, I don't know if you're doing that already. Those guys are pay per lead. So I definitely would advise you to not do that.
The thing is, when we do that one, you said my page will come on this three, one of these three.
Yeah, you'll show it the top recommended option on the first page. So like I said, how you're listed is going to be based on the end user. So it'll be page one, on page one, but you'll be, you know, how you're listed, one, two, or three, or your organic presence, it's going to be based on the location of the end user, though. Google tries to give them the people that are not just the top recommended in doing the placement, but they also want them to have the closest options. And that's why the map pops up there, kind of showing them the closer ones that are top recommended to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if somebody's within a 30-mile radius of you, you will show up as a top option, but how you show up is going to be based on their position and how close they are to you. You remember getting PIN verified?
Mm-hmm.
Before, where they sent you that postcard in the mail, it's got a little 5-digit number on the back.
Honestly, we just took over this location last 10 days ago. I don't know if they.
I got it now. That makes a lot more sense because I'm like, why am I re-explaining this to you? Because the business already has a Google Business profile. So it must have been from the owner before.
the guys who, like, he was working with someone else.
Right.
And I think he doesn't have Google Business account information.
No, he does. Yeah, he does. No, the company has, you have a website and everything.
Yeah, a company has, but the guy, they don't know that someone's do for them, you know.
Oh yeah, well that's like us. Like we're a Google partner, so a lot of times business owners will outsource it to a Google partner directly instead of hiring like a marketing guy in-house that won't be able to get them up there, right? So a lot of, almost every company that's on Google has a marketing company that's putting them up there and maintaining the online listings for them, helping promote the business, and we drive traffic to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Help you generate phone calls from people who are already online looking up the services that you guys offer. So that way, instead of you going door knocking or passing out mailers and flyers and business cards, you know, you're catching the people who are already looking for your help in the first place. So it's ideal.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, I'm sorry, your name, what was your name?
My name's Jonathan, but I go by John. I'm the director here.
Hi, John. John, as I mentioned, my Spencer, I have another partner.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to give this information to him. But you have my number. And we will, now one of my clients came in, and I have to take care of them.
Okay.
Is that a way to call us next week?
Oh, no. We're filling this position today. When the spots open up, they just give us the list of the companies that qualify for your industry and area, and then my reps, like Spencer, I make them do all the calling. So there's like a list of like 60 of you guys, and we just have this one spot to fill. Like, you notice if you hit more places or more businesses, there's a ton of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the only fair way to do it is we basically call down that list until we find the one company that wants to fill it. Once we fill it, we close out the category, and then we move on to the different industries and different areas that are available. We're partnered with Google, so we do this all over the United States and Canada. It's not just your area or your industry. We do it for every industry, too. You know, even pizza companies have Google advertising that they use, or Google Places.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we were reaching out to you, because we had
my partner, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, it is month to month, and the pricing, you know, it's about $10 a day. Do you think this is something that your partner would be opposed to you guys doing? Because I think it would make a huge difference for your company. I mean, everybody uses Google.
Yeah, I know how important the Google.
Yeah, people underestimate it. I mean, the last time we had an opening in this area was over 6 months ago. So it's not like we could just sign you up whenever. You know, it might be 6 months to a year before we have another spot.
So I just want to confirm again, if someone type some keywords and our company name comes under the you know, the where the maps shows,
mm-hmm.
there is a three place. We will be one of them, or there is some more, the second page, third page.
No,
I don't
want to
go
with
the other page.
Yeah, no, you're not going to be on page two. No, you're not going to be on page two. It's on page
how
one.
How we can make sure, like, how we, like, when you do that, we just give to you some the keywords, or what we gonna do?
Yeah, so we'll interview you. I won't do the interview right now because you got a customer in front of you. But I could set up
mm-hmm.
the client interview for like later today. And basically
mm-hmm.
they'll sit down and they'll have the recommended keywords, because we have a system called Google Analytics.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of lets us see what people have searched in the past. So we'll have recommendations, but you
mm-hmm.
have final say on what you're listed for. And then you also have final say on like the service area that you're showing too, like your target audience. So they'll interview you. It usually takes about 30 minutes to customize the campaign, but we ask for an hour window, and we can set that up later on.
Okay, if you can, we can do like today, later.
Okay.
With
but
this
more
version,
thing,
then maybe.
Yeah, the more important thing right now is just filling the spot and taking it off the board. That way it goes to your business, and then we could do the client interview later. Does that sound good?
Sounds good, but we do. I don't know any. I don't have any idea, like which words when the people type in, and we will see.
Yeah, we'll have recommendations for you. I mean, we have your site here, so we know all the services you offer, like countertops, cabinets, and remodeling. So they'll go through and they'll recommend keywords. Obviously, kitchen remodel and bathroom remodel are going to be two of your keywords, right? But we give you 15. So they'll have recommendations, and then they'll ask you, you know, are you okay with being listed for this? You provide this service or no, you know? And that's the whole point of the client interview. So we'll get you through it, you know what I mean? And you only got to do that one time. Once it's all set up and running, then, you know, it's just about you answering the phone calls from the customers as it comes in and trying to continue to generate good reviews. So it's pretty easy to use once you've done the client interview and the verification process.
Right.
There's also a John,
I want to do after. I just want to do after I told my partner and after that interview, I'm okay if someone took these spots. Maybe we can wait or we can work with something else. You know, but for now, I don't want to decide anything without his knowledge.
Okay, no worries. But
he has another.
I'm gonna put you on my callback
list. If you can leave your name. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Sorry. What was that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say we're trying to fill the spot, but I could put you on the list for like the next time a spot opens up, like maybe 6 months from now, or like I was saying, a year. Depends on when the spot opens up, but I can have a rep give you a call the next time we have a position open up.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, and then, or, you know, do you think you're going to be able to talk to your partner today?
Yeah, I can fill with him today.
Okay, well, let's say that I don't have it filled in, like, the next couple hours. What would be a good time to follow up with you then?
Yeah, just give me a call around, like, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. All right, I'll put you in my calendar. If it's not already filled by then or my reps haven't filled it by then, I'll call you back.
Okay, cool. Thank you,
John. All right. No worries. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Fuck. That was it.
Talking too much.